This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If there's one moment of original sin in this year's presidential race, one key point of fundamental economic disagreement, it's to be found in the pages of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the stimulus program passed a month after the Obama administration took office. Michael Grunwald covered the stimulus for Time magazine, where he's a senior correspondent, and he has turned that work into a book about how all $831 billion worth of that package came to be and what effect it all had on the American economy. The book is called The New New Deal. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can we say, as an objective fact, that the stimulus plan actually did stimulate?
Yeah, I think we can. Certainly, all the objective economists who have looked at it, there's overwhelming consensus that it certainly did create jobs, and it certainly did promote growth after a terrifying freefall. You look, the job losses peaked the month before it passed. And right after it passed, it was the largest quarterly improvement in economic growth and jobs that they'd had in 30 years. There's no smoking gun because you can't run a double-blind study of an alternative U.S. economy to see how it would perform without stimulus, but certainly the ballistics match.
Wait, and other unfortunate metaphors, I guess. I don't know. It was sort of advertised as a jobs bill, but it was really so much more. I mean, there was a lot of stuff crammed into this thing.
You know, it was called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and short-term recovery was a very important part of it. There was state aid for that and tax cuts and a lot of aid to victims of the Great Recession. But there was also this long-term reinvestment part that people don't understand. There was $90 billion for clean energy at a time that we were spending a few billion dollars a year. You know, the factories to make all that green stuff in the United States. You also had Race to the Top, which people know as this game-changing education reform, but they don't know that it was part of the stimulus.
You are, it is clear in this book, you are a fan of the stimulus bill. You think it was necessary and it did its job. I wonder, though, if there's any sympathy on your part for the countervailing argument that piling on debt in an American economy already in recession is not, the Republicans would say, a good thing to do.
Well, you know, the stimulus isn't perfect. It was put together by imperfect human beings through an extremely imperfect legislative process. There's some stuff in it that doesn't stimulate. And this did pile $800 billion onto the debt. And at the time, it added to the deficit. But of course, deficit spending is what you need at a time when the private economy has essentially shut down. When the economy goes to hell, people don't have profits. Corporations don't have profits, so they're not paying taxes. And people don't have jobs, so they're not paying taxes. And that's how you get a deficit.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You have an interview or you sat down and talked with Evan Bayh, former senator from Indiana. And he said at some point, this is the last stimulus package we're ever going to see in this country.
That's right. He said that could be the last sentence of my book. And it almost was. But, you know, we'll see. Even Mitt Romney is on the trail. Sometimes people will ask him what he wants to cut. And he'll say, well, you know, you don't want to cut spending too fast because that'll hurt the economy.
How much blame does the president get for, if I could sort of paraphrase you here, screwing up the sales job on this thing?
There's a funny scene in the book about when they were putting together the making work pay tax cuts. And it turns out that that less than 10% of Americans know that they got it. And that's because they sort of dribbled out the tax cuts by diminishing your withholding. So you maybe got $8 or $9 in your paycheck a week, and nobody had any idea about it. Now, Rahm Emanuel was telling me that he was kind of raising hell about this while it was being put together. He said, we're denying ourselves an Ed McMahon moment, you know, that kind of squeal of public publishers' clearinghouse pleasure when you get your envelope in the mail. It turns out that most of the actual things in the stimulus, the tax cuts and the infrastructure projects and the clean energy, people actually like them. They just don't like the stimulus. And there's a reason that even President Obama won't say the word anymore. And it really has become toxic.
Michael Grunwald, he's a senior correspondent at Time magazine. His most recent book is called The New New Deal, about the Obama stimulus program. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.